This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report last Friday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The weekly export sales report was significantly overshadowed by trade deal news and the Supreme Court's decision to rule against President Trump's tariff authority. But that doesn't change the fact that both the corn and soybean markets saw uncharacteristically good sales for this time of year. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this should hopefully bring the corn ending stocks down.
Yeah, it was good sales. We were looking for anywhere from 600,000 to 2.2 million tons for old crop corn. Came in at 1.469. That was the second best sale for this particular week in history. So very good sales. We'll take that as a win. The sales for corn continue to be strong. So we fully recognize that the USDA is keeping up with these sales and keeping the balance sheet up to date on this on all these WASDE reports. So this is a good sign for us. This will continue to help maybe bring these ending stocks down for us.
McBride said the bean sales weren't particularly great in a vacuum, but they are relatively high for this time of year.
And when we talk about soybean sales, having 798,000 tons for a particular week isn't necessarily a big or a strong sale, but depending on the time of the year, that 800,000 tons is a strong week. So this is normally the time where you would see those big sales going to Brazil. So for us to have 800,000 tons that sold in old crop beans this week, that's a very strong sale for this particular time of the year.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.